Death.
You might say a person perspired last night, or else you might say he did what? He
sweat.
All right. And someone said, did you take it? You know, you say, no, he.
He took it.
And this is a large discharging sore that has a core in it.
A boil.
And the stuff inside.
Pus.
Person is shot with a revolver. He suffers a bullet.
Wound.
Does the word proud flesh mean anything to you?
Yes.
What is it? Would you pronounce it first and then?
Proud flesh?
Yeah. What is it?
It means like the skin would be sort of shattered around the area.
Uh-huh.
You know, a jagged bullet wound.
Uh-huh. And you know what, it doesn't heal? At least the scars have to do with healing, or? You don't associate it with the healing at
no.
all?
No.
Okay. They had to have a coroner's inquest because they didn't know what he
died of.
All right, and then after he was dead, the family picked him up and took his body to the
undertaker?
Or the
funeral parlor.
All right, and then they put the body in a
casket?
And then they took him out to the
cemetery?
And they did what to him there? They
buried the body?
Right, and the family is in
mourning?
And the person is awfully concerned about something. He said, everything will be all right. Don't
worry about it.
And this is another name, an old-fashioned name for arthritis.
Gout?
No, it's not an R. Maybe it's different from arthritis. Maybe you tell me.
Rheumatism?
Yeah, is it different?
Yeah.
Not the same thing at all. I've been using this on 35 people at this work. Now, this is a disease that used to kill a lot of children. Now they give them a shot. It starts with a D.
Diphtheria.
Yeah. And this is caused the yellowing of the eyeballs and the skin sometimes.
Hepatitis?
Or yellow.
Jaundice?
Yeah.
Yellow jaundice.
Yeah, doesn't that do that either? Doesn't that cause the yellowing of the...
yellow jaundice?
Yeah.
That's not a diagnosis, that's just a symptom.
Yeah, well, I say, yeah, but I say it. This is a symptom of the disease is a...
of diphtheria?
No, of yellow jaundice.
Yeah.
It's the yellowing, yellow, that's right.
But there's no such thing as yellow jaundice.
Okay, what do you mean there? All right, what do you mean?
It's not really yellow jaundice. If you say someone has
yellow jaundice,
jaundice
has a liver ailment or something.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's something different.
Yeah. Okay. This is you get a pain in your side. It's quite common. You might be having an attack.
Appendicitis.
Okay. And a person can't keep food down. He might
vomit.
Other names. Crude.
Throw up.
Are there any crude or jocular expressions you've heard?
Vomit and throw up.
And nothing besides the P that you've heard.
Puke.
And when a person is this way, you might say, he's sick, what? He's
to his stomach.
All right, and someone had some news, you say, he came over the news. He came over...
with the news?
To
tell the news?
Me, though, you say, he came over.
He came over to tell me the news?
And if something doesn't happen in the future, the result will be your disappointment. Say, if this doesn't happen,
I'll be very disappointed?
Yeah, but don't use a contraction. Use a...
I will be very disappointed?
Yeah, or... glad to see you again. We, the future.
We will be happy to see you.
All right. And a man is seeing a lot of a girl before marriage, and say he's what her? He is.
Courting her.
All right. And she refuses him. She refused to marry him. Say she.
Turned him down.
Okay. And a noisy serenade after a wedding. Special name for that.
No.
Okay. And the man who attends the groom at the wedding is the.
Best man.
And the girl.
Maid of honor.
Or?
Bridesmaid.
Yeah, and the man and woman were?
Married.
And everyone was there, you might say, the, not part of the group, but the?
The whole?
All right, you might not say group, what word might you use in place of that? In place of group? The whole?
Family?
Or would you say something like gang, crowd, or mob, something like that?
Whole crowd, gang.
Okay. And if and these people get out on the floor and they have at a what and they
form a circle.
Oh no, this is a music plays and they get out and they
dance.
All right, and a boy doesn't attend school. You say he did what?
He skipped school.
All right, would this be all day or one class? Would you make any distinction between